With Laura Fox. Podcast.
Now, ooh la la, it is time to go back to Paris now to check in on the big kickoff of the Paralympics. And on the line now from the top of the Eiffel Tower, or somewhere relatively close, it's RTÉ Sports' Darren Frehill. Bonjour, Darren. You're very welcome to the show.
Oh, delighted to be on, Laura. I'm not quite, didn't make it quite to the top of the Eiffel Tower for you, but I've made some sort of an effort. I'm close to the city centre. How about that?
That, you know, that'll do. You can lie to us anyway, Darren. Doesn't matter, it's radio. You're in Paris. As far as we're concerned, you're on the top of the Eiffel Tower chatting to us right now. Come here and tell
me
this.
I'm actually on my way to Summer Cool, though. I'm about to go to the Athletes' Village, and I was here for the Olympics, and I never got invited there for that. So I'm very excited to see that for the first time, and I'm going to meet some of the Irish Paralympians, the ones that will be carrying the flag a little bit later on for the opening ceremony.
Oh my God, that is so, so exciting. Okay, so you haven't got as far as the Paralympic Village yet, but I'm buzzing. We'll need to check in with you on that, because this just looks like where the crack is.
Yes.
Jason Smith is flat out on his Instagram stories putting up behind the scenes thing of the Paralympics Village, so he's keeping us all updated. Yeah. But you can give us a proper insider view of it. Tell us as much now. Okay, today is a really big day, Darren, because the opening ceremony is happening today, starring none other than Jackie Chan, I believe.
I know, incredible. Do you know, at the Olympics closing ceremony, they had Tom Cruise closing it all off. But I think this has gone to another level with Jackie, because personally, a big hero of mine when I was growing up, I was big into the karate and the kung fu and all that. Ah, legend. So do you know what? This is going to be absolutely fantastic, Laura. We've had an insane summer of sports. So we've had the Euros, the GA, the Olympics, and now the Paralympics. And I think the build-up, I don't know about you, but it's been a little bit low-key up to this point. Mm. But I think that's because it's been so mad and so crazy. So I think from today on, the Paralympics, it's going to kick into gear. And I think when the action actually starts tomorrow, I think it's going to capture the imagination of the Irish people, just like it did for the Olympics.
100%. And I think people are really excited, because there is that like big sport-shaped hole in everybody's life right now, being like, what can we look forward to? And it's back to daily sport again, which is so exciting.
Yeah.
There are 180 different Paralympic teams. So we've got over 4,000 athletes competing. Which are the events that you're really looking forward to that we should be, you know, dipping in and out of?
Yeah, well, do you know what? It's some of the sports, they're very familiar. People will be familiar at home with them because they're, you know, we've seen them in the Olympics. So look, I'll be focusing in on the Irish team while I'm here. We have been at every Paralympic game since the very first one in Tokyo in 1964. And, you know, we've a massive tradition, I think, as well, in terms of having some of the best para athletes of all time. You mentioned Jason Smith there.
Yeah.
We've had Michael McKillop. But now, unfortunately, those boys, they're not going to be here. They've retired, but we do have a very strong team, 35 athletes, 9 sports. And I think the swimming pool actually will be a big focus, Laura, because we've a young star, Roisin Nareen. She's a big medal chance. Keane is going to be, obviously, look at the talk is she's going to bring the curtain down on her career here. But like, she has nothing to prove, but she's going to be in the medals. Nicole Turner. And then in the cycling, we've Katie George, Dunleavy, coming back from injury, another absolute legend. And then there's a couple of cool things as well. Like, I'm looking forward to seeing Katie O'Brien and Tiernan O'Donnell. They're in the para rowing event. So it's man and woman, boy and girl, in the boat together. I think this is brilliant. I love to see the two genders coming together like this. And Ora Comfort as well, massive potential on the track. So I'm absolutely buzzing for this. I've been coming to the Paralympics since 2012 London, when it all kind of just went skyrocketed. And it's been a massive privilege. And you know, I for anyone that hasn't tuned into the Paralympics before or witnessed Paralympic sport, you are not going to be disappointed. This is just, you know, it kind of transcends sport for me, actually. Some of the stories as well are just absolutely fantastic, off the charts.
It is. It's really emotional and it's really exciting as well. And they are absolutely amazing to watch. I remember when Ellen Keane won gold, and I actually was covering this show at the time before it was mine, and we were waiting for her to get out of the pool to chat to us. And it, oh my God, we were like, I was doing one more song, we'll see what happens. But it was so exciting. I know you said like she's got absolutely nothing to prove, but it is the first games for many of the athletes that we've got going over. There's 35 of them altogether. So like, that has to be just so exciting.
No, do you know what it is? And the funny thing, Laura, you know, it's exciting, but it's also very tense, and there's a lot of nerves around this as well. And like, I think back to the table tennis in Tokyo. Colin Judge, he's carrying the flag. I'm going to meet him in about a half an hour.
Unreal.
And I really hope this goes well for him. This is his second Paralympics. So Tokyo, there was no fan. There was just the media. There was just the athletes. And things didn't go well for him in Tokyo. And I remember interviewing him afterwards and he was just distraught.
Yeah.
And I'm personally delighted for him. He's back. And maybe the nerves, and there was a bit of reclassification for him as well the last time, that kind of played into it, because it's all this build up and you've got one moment to try and prove yourself. I just think that the pressure is just so intense and crazy, really. So my heart goes out to them all. But it's brilliant that the families are here with them this time. That's massive.
Yeah, thank God as well, because it's hard to do this anyway. And it all comes down to the day. That's what every single athlete says all the time. You can train for the 4 years going into it, but it can go any which way for you. But having the support of your family beside you when the last time they couldn't, like, that's so important, just to have your support network around you. I know that you were mentioning there, like, about some of the stories of the athletes who are competing in the Paralympics. Are there any that stand out for you?
There's a couple. I think there's probably one that I'm actually definitely on my list to try and get out to see, one particular lady. But, like, to be honest, the Paralympics, the movement itself, you know, it's about knocking down the perceptions and breaking through barriers and kind of, you know, being accepted. And I just love that. I love the message of it. But, you know, there's a couple of great stories. There's obviously a refugee team here and some powerful stories there. There's a Ukrainian soldier. He's been given leave of absence, picked up a very serious injury in the front lines in that war with Russia. But I think my favorite story, and favorite isn't even the word for it, but I just honestly get such a good feeling out of this one. There's a young lady from she's American athlete, Ali Truitt. She's 24 years of age. May 2023, okay? She was out on holidays, having a swim with her friend out in the ocean, and very good swimmer by all accounts. Mm. And she was attacked by a shark, Laura.
Oh, God.
Bit off the lower left leg. And so that was May 2023. And you can imagine just the horror of that and that particular incident. She had to, I think she managed to fight off the shark and she survived, thankfully, but she had to swim about 100 yards or thereabouts to get to the boat to be safe. So anyway, she survived and she is here and she's qualified for the American swimming team for the Paralympics. So I just think the message that she has brought here is...
Like May, sorry, I'm just doing the math. I'm like, May 2023, we're only in August 2024. That's... Oh my God, that's absolutely colossal work altogether. There's so many there's so many amazing stories that will come around the Paralympics. And like, let's come back to our own athletes. Are there any events like that we are in shot of a medal for?
Yeah, there's a good few, right? So the swimming, I mentioned that before.
Yeah.
I think we could do really, really well, Laura, in the swimming. And you know, we mentioned Nicole, Ellen and Roisin, all hoping they can medal. The cycling has been really good as well over the last couple of years. And I think that we have a major shot at the cycling there, both on the track in the velodrome, but also on the road as well. And I think the other one, I think the athletics, although Jason Smith and Michael McKillop are both gone now, I think Orla Comerford, I think if everything went her way on the particular day, I think she could do really well. And I think, you know, she's lots of experience as well. I think this is her third Paralympics. So I think Orla might be one to keep an eye on. And I was talking to some of my friends inside the Paralympic camp, and the equestrian team are feeling really good as well. So I think, do you know what? I hate to put pressure on athletes, and especially after the Olympic team did so well.
Yeah.
But we're hoping here that we could maybe get close to maybe 10 medals. So,
oh my God.
Fingers crossed.
Jesus, add on to the total as well, because we've got something mad like 233 already, you know, coming into this, which is huge.
Yeah.
Darren, this is all so exciting. And look, we're so proud of them regardless. They're Paralympians. They've got this far and it is just so exciting to watch. And Darren, thanks so much for joining us. We will chat to you again next week. We'll check in.
Pleasure, Laura. Looking forward to it already.
Yeah, I can't wait for the goss from the Paralympic Village. And the news from the opening ceremony. We'll chat to you later. Bye.
And the top of the Eiffel Tower.
And the top of the Eiffel Tower, yes, that's it. Oh my God. The 2024 Paralympic Games are on until September 8th. You can follow all the action from Paris live on RT2 and RT Player, the website, or you can listen to updates and live commentaries across RTE Radio.
With Laura Fox. Podcast.